So the next principle we're going to be breathing on is aloha. This is such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful principle to contemplate. It brings me so much joy just being able to share this information, this wisdom, this knowledge, this light. Aloha. Here we are in the Hawaiian Islands, and aloha is the very spirit of the way of being that the ancient Hawaiians and a lot of the modern residents of Hawaii try and live by. Very simply, aloha, sometimes translated as joy is in the voice of love, or to be truly happy is to share the breath of life with someone, with something. And there's so much wisdom condensed into aloha. It's the spirit of giving and sharing, but giving and sharing primarily a spiritual connection coming through the breath of life, this connection to the living God that the boy David was in touch with during his youth, and very definitely when he slew Goliath on the battlefield there. And this connection, this relationship, the core of our all of our work in Amazing Grace and all of these audio files, everything I do with Success Ultra Now, all the consultancies I give, everything and everyone, if people are interested in health or personal development, athletic achievement, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. This is the core of it all. This relationship with the divine presence, with the spirit of life, with the nature of life, with the spirit of God, the presence of God, whatever you want to call it. It's all about the relationship with that. And the breath is the umbilical cord to that juice. The breath, you can choose to breathe consciously or unconsciously. Most people living in what's termed the normal waking state are breathing unconsciously and barely even breathing at all. And so their cellular structure is starved of oxygen, and the life force, the chi, the electricity that's in the oxygen molecules, the mana that's in the air, the ormus particles, the ormus minerals that are in the air, all of that good stuff, which is absolutely vital for the well-being of the body. We're denied that when we're not breathing properly. When we're not breathing deeply and rhythmically like a cat when it's resting and asleep, like a young child does, like we used to do when we were young. When we're not breathing in that way, the vagus nerve isn't working properly. When the vagus nerve isn't functioning properly, then our solar plexus isn't getting the electricity coming down from the brain through the spinal column. If the solar plexus isn't getting the electricity it needs through the vagus nerve, then that shuts down to a degree our cardiovascular system. It affects our digestive system, our endocrine system, and indirectly and directly just about every system in the body. So the breath, just purely from mechanical reasons, physiological reasons, in terms of having electricity going through the vagus nerve, oxygen to the cells, is absolutely critical to health. If we're not breathing softly and gently and deeply and rhythmically, then there's a tremendous amount of stress being generated in the system, and that will be communicated by the cells to the brain, and it will be and is definitely one of the reasons why most people don't experience peace of mind, because 100 trillion cells in their body are not peaceful because they're starved of oxygen, their primary nutrient. So breathing just mechanically, for purely mechanical reasons, is absolutely fundamental to health and happiness. But there's a far, far deeper reason why we want to be breathing consciously. And this is a very, very, very exciting subject.